Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another show with Radio Diabla. Today we have a very good and not very good, actually great DJ that we all like and love. And we like his remixes, DJ Alejandro. Hola, Alejandro, ¿cómo estás?
Hola, hello, how are you?
I'm very good, and you?
I'm great.
So how's been life these days and this year and last year?
Actually very quiet. I normally work from home, so it didn't affect me too much, but yeah, of course, I don't have the events that I had to have last year, and this year I don't know what's going to happen, but in terms of work and normal life, it didn't affect me too much.
Okay. Unfortunately, normal life for us is going on festivals, but what to do? We hope next year. So I invited you because people know a lot of your remixes. And when I say remixes, I don't want to insult anyone because I was watching your interview with Brochata. So you and the boys were talking about, is just a remix or is it the song? So if you're a producer or just a DJ, so guys, it's a remix. Alejandro did a lot of remixes, but he is an artist and producer. So we will talk also about it. I got a request from a lot of people to get to know more about DJs because we know the DJs and remixes, but nothing much about their life. Private life, okay. And so on. So my first question is, when did the love for the music and DJing started? Or actually, where have you been born and where are you from and so on?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's get from the start. I was born in Argentina a lot of years ago. And
how much?
Yeah, too much.
Okay, but I have to tell you, you're very good looking and very young. So,
oh, thank you. So I will tell you, I'm 37. And yeah, when I was a teenager, we moved with my family to Israel. Mm-hmm. So I'm here. I'm living in Israel right now. Mm-hmm. And my love for music, I used to be a salsa teacher.
Okay.
A few years ago. And then one day, the owner of the club, because we teach in clubs here, we don't have dance schools that teach bachata or salsa.
Uh-huh. So, very interesting. Yeah.
So we teach in the clubs. So the owner of the club that I was working in, he told me, we are going to open a bachata room. Said, okay, nice, cool. And who's going to be the DJ, asked him. And he told me, you. Okay. So I went and I learned, I went to courses and here I am. I was okay. It was in 2012, I think, that it started. Yeah.
Okay, nice. Very nice. And here you are making a good mood on a dance floor.
Yeah, I hope so.
Definitely, for sure. And when you were young, did you dance? Did you go to some classes? Because as young, you moved to Israel. But in that time, is there like a classes? There were classes or what?
Yeah. Before I moved to Israel, I didn't dance at all. But when I arrived to Israel, I felt that my Latin
blood,
my Latin blood needed something more Latin than okay. what I had in Israel. So I looked for bachata for salsa classes, mm-hmm. and that's the only thing that I could the only source that I could hear some Spanish songs from. So yeah, I went to some salsa classes and I fell in love with that. Mm-hmm. And I started going eight times in a week. Every day I was dancing salsa, and on Saturdays twice. I had a party on the beach during the day and at mm-hmm. night in the club. So it was crazy. It was like a few years like that. And then I became teacher. He's not a teacher, he's an instructor here.
Okay. Which style of salsa? LA style or Cuban?
LA. Yeah, the Cuban, I didn't like it from the beginning, so I didn't have any connection with it. I like the music, but I didn't like too much the dance style. So yeah, I was more connected
to LA.
The LA style.
And how is the interesting of people in Israel for a Cuban style? Because I know that they dance. Yeah.
I mean, in the last, well, in 2012, 20, let's keep it out from the...
Okay,
from,
doesn't exist.
But before that, I mean, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, the Cuban salsa community, it started to grow.
Oh, nice.
Out of the blue. And yeah, and it's quite, I wouldn't say it's huge, but it's not bad. It's not big. It's big enough to have good parties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your, let's say, favorite song? I mean, not song, sorry. Do you like, no, I won't say, ask like that. So, you are the bachata DJ, but is there any other music that you like and maybe you are mixing and producing also?
No. Actually, no. I was talking about that today with my partner, with DJ Dimensions, because it was funny. I started composing new songs, and I told him that everything that I start doing, it brings me into the bachata. I mean, I start composing a song, and and automatically the bachata rhythm comes into the production. And he told me, if you can do bachata, you can do everything. So I started thinking if I start doing ballads or something like that. But I don't know. It still didn't happen. I stay on the comfort zone of the bachata that I like, and I feel good in that field. So yeah, right now it's only bachata.
And do you? Of course, you're a dancer also, but do you dance Kizomba, reggaeton? I mean, for sure you dance bachata. It would be crazy that you're not.
I wouldn't call myself a dancer. I dance. I move.
Okay.
Because the word dancer for me is a bigger word than someone who just go to parties and dance. Mm-hmm. He's not a dancer for me. He dances. He enjoys the dance, and he is good. It's cool. But the dancer is someone for me. I would call a dancer someone who puts a lot of effort in that. That spends time and trains and takes it really, really serious. I wouldn't call myself a dancer, but I dance. I dance bachata.
Let's say
I dance
social
salsa.
Dancer.
I'm a social dancer, not so good these days. But yeah, I can move, but no, reggaeton and kizomba are out of the
out of the interesting zone.
No Wi-Fi there. No.
Do you sometimes get some requests for making a song? Like you did with Dimension, you did Hawaii from Maluma. So did you got request, or you just spoke with Dimension and was like, hey bro, let's make it?
No, the thing was that song specifically was a bit different, because me and Dimensions worked together for a long time. And this time we got a conversation with Manny Rod, the singer. And we started thinking, okay, we're gonna do a project together, the three of us. So let's start thinking about which song can be good. And we came up with this song, like an idea, and the three of us loved it, and we just did it. In general, I'm the one who comes with ideas. I take the credit. I'm the one who comes up with the ideas. I tell him, bro, we should do this song. It mostly comes from me. And And I mentioned, of course, he completes me because things that I do good, he does okay, or things that I don't do well, he does incredibly good.
Yeah.
So we fit together and we like to work together and we got a good feeling together. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very funny. You're working with Dimension and Chitra is working with York, but still somehow your four are really, like when people see you at the same place, you make an incredible moment and everything. But have you ever worked with Chitra and York, or you're just partner with Dimension and these two are together?
Well, we don't have a contract. we never signed a contract with Dimensions. It just happens because we feel good together. With Chitra, I have one remix, actually. Mm-hmm. With York, not yet. But I mean, it can happen like naturally. Maybe one day York comes with an idea or I come with an idea. He's talking, bro, let's do a song, and it's fine, because it comes up naturally. It doesn't have to be like forcing it. We must do a song together, and we start thinking what it's gonna be. No, it happens because it needs to happen. Yeah.
Okay. It's the life of an artist. There is also, I got some question for you. There are mm-hmm. people who are interested in DJing. Are you giving some lessons, private classes, online classes of DJing? Because there are a lot of people who has the mixer, the computer and everything, and they don't know how to start. So is there a possibility to contact mm-hmm. you and make some classes?
Actually, a lot of people ask me privately too about lessons of producing or DJing. Mm-hmm. And I tried it once and I found out that I'm not a good teacher. I can't explain well what to do, because I don't really have the patience to be a good teacher. So yeah, everyone that asks me, I send them to York or Dimensions or whatever, because yeah, for me it's over.
It's not the same, I think, like when you're giving the dance classic, classes, it's very different. I think like you have one person, and you need to make it. Yeah.
I was younger too. I mean, like 8 or 7 or 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now I don't have the same patience that I used to have then. So I lose it very fast.
I understand you. Here is the same. What is, let's say, your favorite festival that you have been, or what is the festival that make you, when every time when you go there, feel like home, feel so good? It's great party, great people. So do you have favorite one?
Well, I have a lot of favorites.
Okay.
I have a lot of favorites. I mean, in terms of enjoying the atmosphere and people and quantity of people and that you feel that you want to go to the party now, BC and Central in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I really like. But I mean, a lot of festivals I feel like home, because it doesn't matter if the festival is big or small or medium. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that make you feel like that. The organizer, the people there. Some countries are more colder. Some countries are more hug you more.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends, but I feel like home in a lot of places.
Okay, and you have a possibility to travel all over the world. Do you have like favorite country or city? I mean, not in terms of festivals, but did you have time, for example, to visit some city where you have been? Because a lot of artists just go from the airport to the hotel, airport, and another festival. So mm-hmm. sometimes maybe you have time to catch and get to know town better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Argentina, so I will leave Argentina out of the conversation,
mm-hmm.
because Argentina is my favorite, but it's out of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Europe is quite the same if you go to Holland or Germany or France. Or, okay, they're a bit different, but in general, the it's quite the same. Mm-hmm. So I would say that the one that I enjoy the most, the city that I like the most, is Seoul in South Korea.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very nice. Have you ever been to Serbia?
No, I didn't have the opportunity. Not Serbia. No, never.
Did you hear anything about our country, that we have a beautiful girls, we have a very good food, tasty, the nightlife is so good?
I didn't hear about that. I know that the women are beautiful there, but okay. I never had the opportunity to be there.
So did you meet any Serbian girl?
I did. I met some okay. Serbian girl. Yeah, and it was a good experience. but the destiny didn't want us to be together.
Oh, I'm sorry for that. It's okay. Well, I hope that this year or maybe next year you will have opportunity to visit and play on some festival. Here we have a couple of festivals, and people would like to hear you, because very often we can hear your songs at the parties. Well, in terms of Serbian girl, I also have a request. I'm sorry, you don't have to answer if you don't want it, but very, very usually I got the request from girls when it's a DJ or instructor, are you single or not?
Easy one. Yes, I am.
Okay, so girls, he's free.
I'm free, but it's not because I'm a gem. It's because nobody can be with me like more than one day.
Why?
Even me, I want to go out from myself after one day. I'm joking. Yeah, I'm free.
Okay, girl. So, you know, he's free, so you can go and hunt her. Let's say like that.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry for asking this, but the girls, every time when I have an instructor or, as I told you, DJ, is he single? Can we get his phone number? How we can contact him and so on? So I'm sorry, girls, I cannot give you more information, but he is free. So go on.
That's enough.
That's enough. Okay. I want to get back on your DJ career. What is the, let's say, the biggest inspiration for you to make some song?
That's a good question, because my inspiration doesn't lead me to go and produce. I mean, I used to listen to Juan Luis Guerra from my childhood. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that it was bachata at that time, but I always listened to him. But it's not my style. I mean, it's not my style when I go and produce. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have any connection now that I think about it. But I don't really know how to answer that question. I don't really know. I don't really think that I have an inspiration that leads me to produce. I just go with the flow, and whatever mm-hmm, comes mm-hmm. into my mind, I do it. I don't have like someone to follow. No.
Well, okay, of course, I can see that every DJ, let's say, has a different style and he likes a different song. For example, somehow your songs are so sensual. I mean, the songs that you choose, they are so sensual. For example, from Chitro, they're a bit romantic, and every DJ has a different style. So, Is it just that you like that some song and you decide, okay, I'm going to work on this, or you have like exact style that you want to work on?
No, I can't speak about a specific style that I play, because Sometimes I find myself in a party that I feel that they want more Dominican bachata, for example. Mm-hmm. And so I go and play Dominican bachata. It's fine for me. I think that one of the most important things for a DJ in general is to know the genre that he's playing, mm-hmm. and know it very, very well, like from the beginning to the end. If you decide to be a bachata DJ, good. Go and listen to Dominican bachata, and then to moderna, and then to remixes, and then to more romantic songs, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you need to have the all the tools, because you might find yourself in a party that requests from you something that you need to have, mm-hmm. and then you don't have it, mm-hmm. and yeah. you're in a problem. So in general, I don't focus on one. Style of bachata. I like to be a all field player, like whatever the dance floor needs, I can do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. That's really cool. And do you have some advice for girls, boys who want to start career as a bachata DJs, like how they should practice, what they should listen?
Technically, they need to learn how to read the dance floor, because okay, you are in the dance floor, you are playing in a festival, mm-hmm. or in a party, it doesn't matter, and you need to feel, you need to see that you can't go all the time with the same vibe. You need to change it, and you not everyone realize that. Mm-hmm. That is very weird for me. But you need to feel the dance floor. It's something that I can't explain. It's something that you can't learn. It's something that you need to practice with yourself.
Yeah, experience.
Like at the beginning, maybe at the beginning, my parties weren't the best because I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. But in time, I learned how to do the right
breaks.
The combination, you know, mm-hmm. That's important. And then if you really want to DJ, you need to learn how to mix, of course.
Of course. And do you very often get a request from people like, can you play this song and this song? And how often you get that request to make it?
Oh, a lot. Every party, every single party, people come and ask for songs and it's fine. Mm-hmm. My answer is always the same. I never say yes, I'm going to play it, mm-hmm. because I can't promise that. I can promise that if it fits in the set, if I feel that the song is going to fit in the next songs, I will play it. I have no problem. Mm-hmm. But I can't promise that I will play it, because maybe he asked for a song that, no, bro, it's not going to happen in this in this dance floor now. You know? If the vibe is very romantic, I can play now I don't know, something mm-hmm. very high vibe.
Okay.
You need to understand what's happening in your
dance floor. Yeah, you're very diplomatic, as I can see.
It's the truth.
You have right, of course. I mean, you cannot make every wish come true, but definitely you should try your career in Serbia, because here DJs for every song, for every request, like especially in the Serbian weddings, they got a money for every song. So definitely come and try.
Okay. I will move there someday.
Good. Do you have like some embarrassing moment at the festival or something interesting and, you know, kind of a nasty that you want to share with me and with the people? Like, actually, did something happen, you know, like was so funny and at the same time embarrassing? Like, for example, you were in your room and then there were a group of girls entering your room and so on. Like, something interesting.
Oh, no. I wish it happened. It didn't happen. okay. Yeah. I have a lot of stories like that. Not like that exactly, but that style of stories that I cannot make publish.
Oh my god.
I cannot.
We like gossips.
After After you stop recording, I can tell you, but not now.
I'm sorry, people. This is only for my ears.
I will tell you something soft.
Okay.
It was my first festival abroad.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big festival. And I needed to connect myself to the power. Mm-hmm. And the DJ that was playing at the moment, that I needed to change him after his set, he was playing there. So I got to connect myself, and I cannot put my my plug into the power.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, fuck it. I will move the one that is connected. I will move it to the other plug, and I will plug myself, because I mm-hmm. didn't have the space to put it in. So I unplugged his. I unplugged. Yeah, his controller, so the music stopped. Yeah, I was young and I was stupid. Yeah,
I think he hates you in that moment. Not just him, but everybody.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he did.
And how often happened that people came, you know, at your table and they just, you know, put the drink.
It never happened. Okay, it used to happen. It used to happen to me, but it, the last year I found the way to not make it happen again.
How?
I said, okay, every drink that is on my table is mine.
Ah.
Two options: or I drink it, or mm-hmm. I put it on the floor, and then of course people dance around me and they kick it and. The drink goes over.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so two options: or I drink it, or I put it on.
Cool. So this is for DJs. Like, you now you have advice how to make it that people do not put bottles mm-hmm. and, you know, glasses on your table, because I know from myself, but also from a DJs, that it's a really huge problem when the glass broke and everything goes on a laptop or controller, it's going to make a big damage.
Not even that, drinking close to the DJ is not recommended, because one day I was playing and I didn't have any drink on the table,
mm-hmm.
and some guy was standing behind me just watching what I'm doing. And he was drinking water, and someone who was dancing behind him pushed him, and the water went into my my controller. So it not necessarily needs to be on the table. Mm-hmm. It can happen even if you're mm-hmm. close to the DJ. Don't drink close to the DJ.
Like, do not be close to DJ, Alejandro. And what do you...
Don't drink close to a DJ, not DJ Alejandro, everyone.
Okay. What do you drink during your block when you are playing?
When I play, I drink or water or Coca-Cola. I don't drink alcohol.
At all? Or
at all. No, I drink alcohol when I finish.
Okay.
I try to stay focused on what I'm doing, to be professional. And mm-hmm. when I stop playing, I drink whatever.
And what do you prefer to drink after your block?
Doesn't matter.
Just
it doesn't matter. whatever is a drink is okay.
Cool. Again, I have to get back on Chitro told me the name of you four, actually five, brother Bachata or Brochata.
Bachata.
Yeah, Brochata. So you, Dimension, York, Chitro, and...
That's it.
So four of you. And does it happen that four of you are at the same festival?
Well, it happened a few times, not too much, unfortunately. But yeah, it happened in Barcelona. It happened this year, actually. No, not last year.
Last year.
At the beginning of the... Yeah, last year in Stuttgart, in Bachakis mm-hmm. Festival.
So how was it?
It's great. When we are the four together, we have a good time. Because, the Brochata thing, it didn't happen like, okay, we need to do a group. We need to come together and make something. No, it's mm-hmm. like the name. It's like we are brothers. We yeah. love to hang out. We like to hang together. And if we are in the same festival, we go out to the city together, because we really like to be together as person.
Mm-hmm.
And not even professionally. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it just came natural. As I told you before, with productions, the mm-hmm. same. We didn't force it. It just happened.
Yeah. That's cool. I haven't planned to invite you, four of you, when I finish this, let's say, session with the DJs. So the next one are Dimension and York. And then I want to make like an interview of Brochetas. because I'm watching, I was watching actually your interview with, oh my God, I forgot.
The Biscuit.
Yeah.
The Sin Filtro.
Yeah. I was laughing so bad, like it was so funny, but still it was a thing when I asked you in the beginning about when you say a DJ is doing the remixing and is he actually an artist? So it was, you know, very, very good to hear that because people should respect also the art that our DJ making. So that's really important.
Yeah, but you need to separate there are a few words that need to be separated because of for example, DJ does not have to make productions. Mm-hmm. If he plays in parties, he's a DJ.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's a DJ, he's a DJ, but it doesn't have to be with the production. Mm-hmm. If you do productions, you are a producer. Mm-hmm. Producers, and if you do only remixes, you are a remixer. So there are a lot of words that need to come.
We need to
make the difference, because okay, you say okay, DJ Alejandro make remixes. Okay, so DJ Alejandro is not only a DJ because he's playing on parties. He's a remixer. He does productions. So he's a DJ, producer, and remixer. Mm-hmm. And the same happens to a lot of other people that do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So you need, yeah, not only you, people in general need to separate the terms. Mm-hmm. It's not a DJ has to do remixes. No, DJ needs to play.
Yeah, you have right. I also have a request for people, but this is a question in general. Is it true that... I mean, I saw actually, not just in the festivals, in the normal parties and everything, DJs always get with the girls after party. Like always there are girls who are waiting for DJs and they went together. Is that true or not?
It's true for some of them. It's not true for everyone.
Okay.
I can tell you 100%. And I'm telling you to you have it recorded now, okay?
Okay.
I have never went with a girl after a party.
Okay. Okay, I respect that because there are some people, I'm talking in general, I'm not naming anyone, but some DJs, you know, that get to think about themselves, I'm, you know, the God, I'm the best, I'm like this, I'm like that, I have groupies and so on. And I find that a bit disrespectful, you know, first place to yourself and a second one to those girls. And actually, I do respect that you said me now. And that's completely okay. That's really okay.
And I mean, We are in a free world, okay, and
of
we are free to decide what to do. Everyone can think that it's okay to do whatever is good for him. Mm-hmm. And I'm no one to judge people that decide to do this or that. Mm-hmm. I never did that. Not only because I didn't want, maybe because I didn't have the opportunity to. Because maybe if the opportunity is there and I want it, I do it. I am okay. Not saying that I'm a saint. I'm not.
He's not a saint.
I'm not a saint. But others have the opportunity and they take it. Maybe I don't recognize that I have the opportunities and I don't do anything.
Might be because you tell the people your drink is my drink.
Yeah, I think that people hate me in general. So, so yeah, maybe because of that.
Maybe. And one last question. What is the next song or project that you're working on? Can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you. We have a lot of projects actually going on at the same time. So it's quite weird because we don't know which is the one that is going to come
happen.
Out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because we are doing a lot of projects at the same time. We have one Korean song, a Korean singer, bachata. Everything is bachata. One Argentinian singer, and one Spanish singer. That one is really good,
mm-hmm.
and he's not known in the bachata scene, but he's known outside the bachata scene.
Okay.
So yeah, that's gonna be good, and when it's finished, I will send you.
Okay, good. And how does it sound when you said the Korean bachata? It's when I think about, you know, Korea and bachata. Okay, the people from Korea, they dance bachata, but I don't know how is that connected and how that sounds.
Well, you have a good song, a good bachata song in Serbian.
Yeah, we right? have. You heard it?
I heard it and I love it. So
really,
I don't understand the word what the guy is saying.
You have to. Right? What is the name of the artist?
Sasha
Kovacevic.
That one.
Yeah, yeah.
And the song is mind blowing, but I don't understand the word what he's saying.
The name of the song is Moja Malena. It means my little one or mi pequeña.
Okay.
And it's about a love from a boy to a girl. So I will send you the lyrics.
It sounds like that. but anyway, what I'm trying to say is that you don't always understand the lyrics. It happens to me. Okay, I don't understand the lyrics. And for me, this is the same in Serbian or Korean. I don't understand either this one or that one.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's the same. I try to concentrate on the melody. If
yeah.
the melody is good, if the sound it sounds good with the bachata, then for me it's okay. I don't have an idea what the Korean song is saying.
Mm-hmm.
No idea. But it sounds good.
Okay, that's good. That's really good. Well, thank you for having a time and chat with me. It was really a pleasure. I really
pleasure.
Appreciate it. And thank you for answering my questions. I know sometimes to be nasty. But anyways, we are looking forward to your beats, to your music. And
thank
stay
you.
Safe. I hope that we're going to see each
too.
Other next
you
year.
Too.
Thank you.
And I want to send a lot of love to the people in Serbia.
So yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Hope someday be there and I love you.
Sure. So, dear listeners, thank you for being a part of this interview and sending the questions. Stay safe and stay tuned.